Hello, listeners, and welcome to The Threshold, a Star Trek podcast, where we discuss the Star Trek universe in 30 minutes or less. I'm your host, Mike Burse. To keep up to date with The Threshold, be sure to follow Trek Threshold on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/trekthreshold, and your message may be featured on a future episode. We're also on YouTube by typing The Threshold, a Star Trek podcast, into the search field. Let's get into it.
Calibration is locked and normal. Diagnostic underway.
So to boldly go, Star Trek Continues really sets up where these characters are once we get to the motion picture. That is a really great way to tie it all in together. So we'll just focus on that during this episode here of the podcast. Specifically, we see Spock in the motion picture pursuing Kolinar and Vulcan, which is the purging of all remaining motions. His relationship with McKenna and what happens to her in this episode really shows why he comes around to the fact that he needs to purge emotions. At the beginning, there's an exchange with Spock and McKenna of this episode. He says he's rarely disposed to discuss matters of personal nature, but our relationship is special. I've served aboard the starship for 16 years under two captains. I would not admit this in front of Dr. McCoy, but such a lengthy association with men and women from Earth has taught me to value my maternal birthright in a way I never could had I remained on Vulcan. So it just shows that Spock really developed his humanity, and he clearly had a special relationship with McKenna, whether it be romantic or otherwise. Later on in the episode, Spock and McKenna are debating trading her for the rest of these Congo crew members that they think are alive. He says, "Doctor, we cannot be certain that the Congo crew members are indeed alive. This may be a deception. Logic dictates." McKenna interrupts him. "Logic, Spock, after all we've talked about, what do your feelings say?" So McKenna really encouraged him to dig into his feelings and think from his heart as opposed to his head. So again, that ties into how he later on with her death thinks that emotions are what led to that error on his part and wants to purge them. And near the end of the episode, him and Kirk have an exchange. "Captain, I must apologize for my recent choices. My judgment has been lacking." Kirk says, "Given the circumstances, you made the only call you could." Spock says, "Jim, I made an emotional decision." Kirk says, "Had he been in Spock's place, so would he." So it's Kirk trying to tell Spock that it's okay, they made an emotional decision. It's not a mistake on his part. There's nothing he could have done. Kirk says that Spock never told him what Dr. McKenna said to you before we lost her. She said to Spock, "Forgive yourself." Spock says he's experienced many emotions during my time under your command. "Some I have even come to save her, but this emotion, this crushing responsibility." Kirk interrupts and says, "It wasn't your fault, Spock. You used your best judgment." Spock says, "The counselor often encouraged me to trust my feelings, so I did. I did what I felt I should do. I violated protocol and contacted the Romulans. I permitted her to beam aboard the Esper's vessel. I ignored my logic and made decisions which nearly led to the Enterprise's destruction and cost the lives of 24 members of our crew, including her." Kirk says, "She was right. You have to let it go." Spock says, "Admiral, Jim, I've requested and been granted a leave of absence effective immediately. I'm returning to Vulcan." Kirk says, "Vulcan, what do you do on Vulcan?" Spock says, "Whatever's necessary to let it go." So this leads directly into Spock going back to Vulcan to purge all emotion through the Kolinar, and that's where we find him in the motion picture. And it always didn't quite line up to me that he had come so far in his humanity to go right back to zero, essentially, in the motion picture, and this really ties it in, that the crushing responsibility of what he perceives as an error and his emotional decision just turns him down this path. You know, it takes a lot in the original series movies to lead him back to emotion and logic not being the be-all and end-all. It's only the beginning. And then Kirk's promotion to Admiral. So there are a couple times earlier in the episode, Kirk says to McCoy, "Bones, do you know how many people have died under my command?" 73 in 5 years. McCoy says, but you saved countless more whole planets. Kirk says, I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about it and them. Tomlinson, Termolin, Jackson, Mr. Drake, I could name them all. And now a starship with 24 Espers bent on revenge. How many more people have to die? McCoy says, we'll stop them. Kirk says, at what cost, Doctor? At what cost? So it really shows Kirk is getting really burnt out from having to make these life and death decisions and losing his crew members. And there's a really good exchange here between Kirk and Admiral Nagura. Nagura says, congratulations, Jim. Completion of your 5-year mission, that's quite an achievement, not to mention saving the galaxy. Kirk says, but the price, Admiral. Nagura says, believe me, the officials responsible for the unauthorized Pandora project will be dealt with. That's the Esper's project. Kirk mentions all the ships we lost, all the crewmen I lost. Nagura goes on to say that, Dean Captain, I'm particularly saddened by Dr. McKenna's sacrifice. He says that we'll rebuild the fleet, new vessels, new starship classes. Kirk asks about the Enterprise. It'll take a while, but she's going to be repaired and refit from the keel up. She's earned it. Each of your senior staff will receive rank promotions in the coming months in honor of their extraordinary valor during this campaign. Kirk says that's deservedly so, and Nagura says that the Federation Council has unanimously voted to reestablish this as the official insignia of Starfleet, which is the Enterprise insignia. Scotty always said to Kirk that it reminded of the port and starboard warp signature of the Cochrane deceleration, but to me it's an arrow rising ever upward and outward. Kirk says 5 years is a long time, perhaps too long. I'm not the same as I once was. Nagura tells him he sets high standards for himself. Most men would be happy to be half the captain you are. And Kirk says he's not happy. Half isn't good enough. I expect more of myself than I'm able to give any longer, and I can't be happy with that. Nagura says in that case, he should be more interested in what he's about to offer than he expected. So this really shows, again, Kirk moving up to Admiral when he was always the captain. That's what his best destiny was. It was always a bit confusing in the motion picture, but this really ties it in where he was just entirely burnt out by the end of this 5-year mission of having to make these decisions and having such high standards for himself. And that led him into the Admiral seat. And then McCoy, we know at the beginning of the motion picture, he's recalled from a leave of absence. There's an exchange there with Kirk and McCoy where Kirk's talking about the new uniforms. He says, don't look so smug, Doctor. These uniforms will be filtering down to the ship soon enough. McCoy says, not for me, Jim. I've seen enough death, enough loss. What I haven't seen is my daughter in 5 years. I'm done. I'm going home. Kirk says, bones. McCoy says, not to worry. He's sure they'll see each other again. So again, this is just where McCoy's had enough. He's burnt out as well. He wants to spend time on Earth. He'll be with his family. And that's where we pick him up in the motion picture. And I really enjoyed Kirk's final speech to his crew, where he says he's got good news and bad news. First, I've accepted promotion to Admiral in Chief of Starfleet Operations. That's the bad news. But the good news is that you will continue to reach deeper into space. You will explore new worlds. You'll have the privilege of venturing further into the final frontier. You'll honor the memory of our fallen comrades and the mission you continue to uphold. My brave colleagues, my friends, after all the adversities we've encountered in our travels, our greatest adversary, it turns out, is ourselves, our capacity for the best and the worst. We still have much to learn about what's out there and about what's in here, as he points to his heart. Starfleet will rebuild and expand, and your adventure through the galaxy will continue. I envy you. May the wind be ever at your backs. Dismissed. This really comes down to the core of Star Trek, where it's not just learning about what's out there. It's learning about what's in our hearts as humans and what is humanity, what defines that. And Kirk's final words in the series were very well put. It says, Captain's log, this will be my final entry. So end the voyages of the Starship Enterprise under my command. During this 5-year mission, we explored strange new worlds. We found new life and new civilizations. And we boldly went where no man had gone before. So this was just a great way to wrap up an awesome fan-made series that ties in the end of TOS to where our characters are when we see them again in the motion picture. And it just gives more background as to why Spock made the decisions he did to purge all logic and why Kirk went ahead and went into the Admiral chair instead of staying on the bridge. Again, this has been an amazing series. I really enjoyed picking it up with you, and this will end season one of the Threshold at Star Trek podcast. We do have some fun plans coming your way for season two, and we'll put up a trailer once we can make more announcements on that. And once again, I encourage everyone to go to StarTrekContinues.com and watch all these great episodes. You won't regret it. And for the last time in season one, live long and prosper.
Diagnostic complete. Sensors are functioning normally.
The Threshold, a Star Trek podcast, is hosted and produced by Mike Burse. To keep up to date with The Threshold, be sure to follow Trek Threshold on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/Trek Threshold, and your message may be featured on a future episode. Also search The Threshold, a Star Trek podcast on YouTube to find the show there. You can find Mike Burse on Twitter at MikeBurse6. Thank you for listening. Live long and prosper.